Good morning. Good morning. Could I get a couple volunteers to help me today? Who'd like to help me out?
Got a good...
You want to help me out? Okay, come on up here. Okay. Why don't you guys stand on this side and take this, okay? Do you know what this is? Okay, hang on just a second. You want to come up? Oh, you want to come over here? Okay. And, oh, you want someone to come up? Okay. Don't worry, I'll tell you what to do. You want to come up? Okay, come on up. Oopsie. And I'm going to keep one for myself here, okay? All right. So, yeah, have a seat. Yeah, you guys can sit if you'd like to, okay? So, did you hear that there was a game yesterday? Did you? Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, so who was cheering for Ohio State? Who was cheering for Michigan? Nobody up here was cheering for Michigan? No? Oh, so you guys weren't very happy yesterday, were you? No. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, you can tell I'm really sorry, right? So, have you ever been to a real game like that? You ever been in a stadium? Have you been to a game like that? Okay. Okay, you know that it's really, really loud in those stadiums, isn't it, right? Okay. I was just to a game on Thanksgiving. We went to the Lions game against the Buffalo Bills. Did you watch it? Anyone watch it? Did you? Okay, well, we got to go there. And what's that? Yeah, the Lions lost. So I was sad that day. But it was really, really loud in there. Okay, really loud. And just to talk to the person next to you, you practically had to yell at them. Okay? So can you imagine being a cheerleader down on the field trying to be heard? In a stadium like that full of people where it's so loud, what would you do? What does the cheerleader sometimes use? They sometimes use megaphones. Yeah. Say, go Buckeyes. Okay. All right. All righty. Good. So you know what the word megaphone means? Big voice. That's what the word literally means. Big voice. And it's to help you be heard, isn't it? Above all the noise. Because there's so much noise and you want to be heard, so you shout it through a megaphone. Okay? Well, did you know that God has a megaphone? Do you know what his megaphone is? Is it a piece of paper?
No.
No? Do you know what his megaphone is?
No.
Do you know? Very well, good, very good. That's not the one I was thinking of, though, but that, I love that answer. He said us, right? And we are God's, we are. But it has to do with that candle that we lit today and that banner that's hanging right over there. Yeah? The Bible, okay? And in the Old Testament, the ones, do you have an idea?
Jesus,
yes. But I was thinking in the Old Testament, we lit this candle today for the prophets. The prophets in the Old Testament were people who spoke for God. They were his big voice, okay? The prophets were God's big voice because there was a lot of noise and everybody was telling Israel, do this and believe this and behave this way and here's what's right and here's what's wrong and all these voices, all this noise, and God wanted to get through to them and teach them the truth, right? So he sent his prophets, and today we read from one of the prophets, Isaiah, and Isaiah said, the time is coming. Can you do that with me? Here we go. Get your megaphones up there. The time is coming. Good. Okay. The time is coming for what? He said, the time is coming when there God will establish the mountain of the Lord as the highest of the mountains. And on this mountain, he says, the nations will come. Want to do that with me? The nations will come. There you go. And on this mountain, he said, the Lord will teach us. Go ahead. The Lord will teach us. Right. And the prophet said, we will walk in his ways. Can you do that? We will walk in his ways. Right. And he said, there will be peace. There will be peace. Right. So what is this mountain of the Lord where we come together, where he teaches us, where there is peace and where we learn how to walk in His ways. Where is this mountain of the Lord? You know what? You're here. This is the mountain of the Lord, the Church of Jesus Christ, where we come together, where He teaches us all about His Word, about His love for us, how He gave His life on the cross for us, died for us, rose for us, and has saved us, right? And also teaches us how to live as His people. Honor your father and your mother. Do not hurt each other. Do not talk badly about it. All those things that we learn from God, right, here on the mountain of the Lord. All right? So what do we want to say into our megaphones? Let's say this, all right? God loves us. Right,
God loves us.
All right, let's pray. All righty? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your megaphone, for the prophets who told of Your coming, who told of that day when we would be together as Your people to learn Your ways and to walk in Your ways. Strengthen us, Lord, to be Your people, and this day to walk in Your ways to the glory of Your name, because You have saved us and loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can go back now.